99.9 Radio USA. Yeah, people are crazy. That's Billy Currington. It is 6:50, and we're at 6 above. It's Scott Hansen in the morning. We've got more great music on the way from Brett Eldridge. His new one is called Beat of the Music. Going to play that one for you, but right now it's time to get weird. Yes, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Do you enjoy eating? I do. Imagine getting paid to do that. Sounds like a dream job. Well, one South Korean woman does that for a living. She makes a lot of cash. Park So-yeon says that she earns $9,000 a month eating in front of a webcam while people watch her online. The diva, as she's known, cooks herself elaborate meals and then eats in front of her webcam. And she apparently has a lot of fans. During the day, she works at a consulting agency, but at night, she goes home and chows down. She makes money from tips that fans send in. Why are so many people watching her eat? Well, she explains that people enjoy the vicarious pleasure of my online show when they can't eat themselves, or they don't want to eat food at night, or they're on a diet. I don't know. I like to watch the cooking channel, but they're not really eating. They're doing more cooking. I don't know. Let's move on to this story. A herd of cows is being blamed for an explosion at a barn in Germany. Police say the roof of the barn was nearly blown off when a static electric charge came in contact with methane gas. The methane gas came from cow farts. Cows are large animals, of course, and they're vegetarians, and they do release a lot of gas. Police say no one was hurt in the explosion, although one cow suffered light burns. And finally, three aspiring businessmen in Brooklyn took the unconventional route to kickstart their dream of running a liquor store. They tied up the employees at a local liquor store and at gunpoint and then offered up merchandise to their friends, the booze. Yes, they sold the booze. The men, who are still at large, walked into the liquor store, waylaid the workers before getting down to business. They dragged cases of alcohol out to the front of the store, and then they phoned friends to sell the booze at a deep discount. The masked robbers swiped a total of 55 cases of Hennessy Cognac, 10 cases of Patron Tequila, 10 cases of Ciroc Vodka, and 5 cases of Bailey's Irish Cream. All were distributed to local people who came by to buy it at a discounted price. The store's owner, identified only as George, says they didn't seem scared that they would get caught, and they seemed to be completely sober, but they had no fear. There you go. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:53.
The Ford F-Series, for 37 straight years.